told him, now there's a mitzvah, stay away from Mas Dinai. Don't go near it. Rashi betlosam lo mitzvah sagbola, shadvorim shenemru boy b'sheni yorad leru. The Yomul Yisrael, he came down at night time and told them on Thursday and on the Yom Shlishi. Because it says, "Yavu Moshe v'ikul zikne yom." L'machlas hishkin ve'elav yashu Moshe as divrei yom. Is so on the third day he told them mitzvah sagbola. B'arbo on the fourth day ovad prisha. Moshe told them the mitzvah prisha. So this is Rabbi Yoshi Shita. That's what we had before also. Rabbi Yoshi said that mitzvah's preacher was said on Yom Revi. So Melu Yom Revi was 3 days before Shabbos. So it was 3 days. So Rabbi Yoshi Shita was that Torah was given when? On Zayin B'Sivan. Because Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. So Melu Shabbos was Zayin. Rabbon and Tzavri know. Betray B'Shabba Ikva Yarcha. Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Sheni. When was Shabbos? Shabbos was only Vav Sivan. So they all, Torah was given on Vav Sivan. Betray B'Shabbos L'Yom L'Huv L'Midi. When they came into Midbar Sinai on Monday, Moshe didn't tell them anything. The Tufa Matazich from the traveling. B'Shem Chul Shad Yurcha. B'Tlosa on the third day, Oma L'Hu V'Yatem T'Yuli Am Mamlechus Kerenim. B'Yarbo Om L'Hu Mitzvah Sagbola. On the fourth day, Moshe told Mitzvah Sagbola. B'Hei on Thursday, Ovad Prisha, that's when Moshe told them the Mitzvah's Prisha. This is the Rabbanim Shita, like we had before, the Machlekes. When exactly was the Mitzvah's Prisha? Was Nafkamino, is the third day the Isha Torah, or the third day she's Temeya? So that's the Machlekes Rabbanim and Rabbi Yosi. When the Torah was given, Nafkamino is, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh is on Monday? And that's Nafkamino, when Moshe gave them the Mitzvah's Prisha. Mor HaKashe, Meisvei. The Kidashtem HaYoyim HaMocher. Torah says it should be Kodesh today and tomorrow. Is the Chur Mash from Mitzvah's Prish was only 2 days. So Chur it's a riot to the Rabbonin. The Moshe told them on Thursday, be Kodesh today and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So Mash was only 2 days. It was also. Trashi Yoyim Mamochor, Mash from Behei Nemaloi, Lifresh Heyuvov. Mashma with old Tziv was a riot to Rabbonin. The mitzvah's prisha was said on Thursday that today and tomorrow be perished. It's a kashan Rabbi Yosi. More a kashan Rabbi Yosi. Omlach Rabbi Yosi. Yoimechod hoisif moshe midaitoi. In the Chazan, the Torah said the mitzvah's prisha should only be 2 days. Hayoim amochor. But Moshe was moshe of an extra day midaitoi. Trash Omlach Rabbi Yosi. Liyoilam revi nemaloi lifresh. Name. Moshe Taka told him on the fourth day to be perished. Lifresh dalad vehei. V'hoisif yoimechod. And really all the preacher was just Wednesday and Thursday. And the Torah really was supposed to be given on Friday. But Moshe was Hoysev Yemechot, Viskom HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daitai. According to Rabbi Yosi, Moshe was Moshev an extra day. Whereas the Yemeshe wanted to give the Torah Taka and Vov Sivan, he wanted to give the Torah on Friday, but Moshe was Hoysev another day, told the Yemeshe to push off the Kabbalah of Torah until Shabbos, and the Yemeshe was masking. The Tanya. Gimel Devarim Osa Moshe Midaitai. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did with his own das. The Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to what he did. Hoisav Yemechot Midaitai. By Kabbalah Satayr according to Rabbi Yosi. Really the Pasuk says just on Wednesday Moshe told them today and tomorrow. So it just means Wednesday and Thursday be Kodesh. Because on Friday the Torah was supposed to be given. But Moshe told the Abishah, no, wait another day till Shabbos. Or Pirish from Anisha. Moshe was Pirish from his own wife. He didn't have Tashmish with her anymore. Vishav Resaluchas. Later when Moshe came after Aseres Adibris, when Moshe went up to get the Torah and he came down and the Klal Yisrael deemed the eagle, Moshe broke the Luchas. And on all these three things it says the Abishah was masking to him. The Abishah said it's okay. Hoisav Yemechad Midaitai. How come Moshe did it? My Dorish. It says Hayoim Umochor. You should be Parish today and tomorrow. Hayoim means just like today should be Kamochor. Ma Lamochor Leilu Imoi. Just like tomorrow. Now, as he's telling them on Wednesday, be Parish today and tomorrow. Now tomorrow is a complete 24-hour period. Like I'm telling you, a whole 24 hours. Who I did today also has to be a 24-hour period. Now we told them Wednesday morning. Now Wednesday morning you're missing from Wednesday from Tuesday night. So Melo Moitzul Moishav Yemechad means 2 complete full days. That means excluding today. So Wednesday is only half a day. Where are the 2 complete days? Thursday and Friday. Therefore the Torah was given on Shabbos. Af Hayoim Lelo Imoi. V'layla de'idno nafiklei. So Melo Wednesday is supposed to have its night also. And the night passed the race, talking about Wednesday morning already. Is Melo Shmamina Tre Yoima Levar Meidna. Melo Moshe Darshan to say the Pshan the Posik is 2 days excluding today, Wednesday. So Melo Torah meant to say, wait, Thursday and Friday, and on Shabbos you get the Torah. How do we know the Eibush was masking to Moshe? To Leishav Yishchina Tzav for the Shabbat. Poshid. While the Torah was first given Shabbos morning. The Eibush didn't come with the Torah on Friday morning. But the Eibush waited until Shabbos morning was masking to Moshe. Upirish Manisha. Moshe was purged from his own wife and didn't have Tashmish with her. My Dorish. Nosa Kal V'chayim B'yatsim. Not a Kal V'chayim by himself. Omar Yisrael. Shle Dibru Shchini Moim El Shurachas. Mother Klai Yisrael, the Eibusha now is coming to give them the affairs of the Bruce. He's going to talk to Klai Yisrael. The Kabul Lehem Zman, the Eibusha made his man when Kabul Torah will be. Omra Torah, the Torah says, V'hoyu Nechon Moshoshish Yomim, stay away from your wife for 3 days. So Mashu, before you talk to the Eibusha, you should not be with your wife. Is Avizoy Al Tikshu, is Ani, so Moshe said to himself, Ani, me Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekol Shor V'Shor Shechinim Adveres in me, that the Eibush to Kaseida talks to me, Kaseida. V'yena Kaveli Zman, is not Kaveli Zman when he's going to talk to me. There's a Chor Alachas Kamal V'Kamal, that I should always be Tor, and I shouldn't have Tashmish with my wife. So that's what Moshe did. Uminola Liskum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yodah, no, my Eibush was masking to Moshe, you'll see if the Pasuk says, Lech Emolehem, tell everybody, Shuvu Lechem Liolechem, go back to have Tashmish with your wife. And after Kabbalah Torah, after Asinai, the Torah says, everybody go back. But you, Moshe, you still stay with me. Mashma, you can't go back to your wife, for you still lost the Tashma Shamita. This the army, some say from this posik. Peel, peel, dabe boy. Here. This posik. Peel, peel, dabe boy. I'm saying always talking to you. Yeah. Baita, Shavras, the third thing it is, Shavras Aluchas, my Doris, what was Moshe Darshan, how come he did it? Oma Pesach, not by Korban Pesach, Shewechach Matayag Mitzvahs, only one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Return the Torah says, V'chol Ben Nechel Yechaboy, Ben Nechel here means, somewhere it's a mumur, somewhere it's like dealing avoid the Zorah, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, of the Torah Kula, Kan, for Yisrael Mumrim, Alachas Kama V'Kama, here it's a Shal of the Sinas HaTerah, Asas HaDibros. When Moshe came down from Hastinai, the Klai Yisrael was worshipping of the Eagle, Avodah Zarah. So it was Avodah the Klai Yisrael can't get the whole Torah. Not one mitzvah of Korban HaPesach doesn't go to a Ben Necher, so Avodah the whole Torah can't go to a Ben Necher. Is Minolon Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll have to know the Eibishter was masking, Shenem Rasher Shibart, the Pasuk says. The Yomer Rashlokash, we dash in the words, Asher Shibarta means, Yiyasha Kachacha Shashibarta. The Eibishter gave Moshe Yasha Kach for breaking the Luchas. Mashma, the Eibishter was masking to Moshe, did the right thing. He made this Kal V'chaimah, that's true. Since Klai Yisrael deemed the Eagle, they're not royal for Kabbalah Satera. Now, that's one of the problems they say, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we really pass on Rabbi Yossi, that really the Torah was first given on Zion 7. So really the kasher is, how come we make shruas on famous kasher? How come we make shruas on Vav? The Chur, we hold Torah was first given on Zion 7. So how come we make shruas on Vav 7? And Mefrat and Anusach HaTfilah, we say Zaman Kabbalah, Zaman Matan, we say the Lashon Zaman Matan Teresenu. It wasn't Matan Teresenu, we passed on Rabbi Yossi. The Torah was first given on Zion. So how come we say on Yom Vav, Zaman Matan Teresenu? The Torah, you'll say, is the Pshat is Mashav in the Gemara, that really the Eibishter wanted to give Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav. Really, the Torah should have been given on Friday. Just Moshe was Hoysev Yemechad Midaitai. And where did Moshe get this Koyach? That the Pshat is, this, it doesn't say Zaman Kabbalah Satur, we say Zaman Matan Torah Seinum. The Matana, that the Torah, the Eibishter gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, was Taka given on Vav. That's when Moshe got the Koyach to make this Drosha. So when he got this Koyach on Friday, to dash in the posik, he dashed in the posik to say the Torah should be given first on Shabbos. So, male with his kerech of drasha, he had a kerech to push out the Torah to Shabbos. But really, when was the zman matan Torah seinun? When was the zman of the matana? That was takan vav. Just when Moshe got this matana and vav, he dashed to push it off another day. So it's good why we call shvuas on yom vav, which is called zman matan Torah seinun.
After the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Toshima. So the Baal was still in the middle of the Shiloh, when exactly the Torah was given. See, when Matan Torah was. Was either on Vav Sivan or was it on Zion Tiffin? Toshima, for what Pasuk says, V'hoyu nechoinim liyom ha'shlishi. You should be prepared, you should be ready for the third day. So Pasuk, the third day means here, the third day of Prisha, that it told you, today, stay away from your wife, and the third day is going to be Kabbalah HaTorah. There's the Chura Kasha, the Rabbi Yossi. This should be a Kasha and Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says that the Prisha was done on Wednesday, and the Torah was first given on Shabbos. So it was 4 days later. Like Rabbi Yossi Shitter is, she's also 3 days, that when the Zerah comes out, she's still Tummy. And here it's Mashma, the third day from the Mrs. Prisha, we say she's Torah ready. And the Gemara, Amrina, Yermechel, Hoysa, Moshe, Medaita. It's not fair. One day, Moshe was Moshe by himself. So the Pasuk Taka says by itself, be prepared the third day from the mitzvahs Prishon will be Torah. That should have been Friday. But Moshe was hosted another day by himself, so it came out Torah was first given on Shabbos. Toshima. There's a bright that says Shlishi. Pasuk says like this Pasuk, Voyud, Choynim Yerma Shlishi. That means Shlishi B'Chodesh. This third day was the third day of Chodesh Sivan. Or Shlishi B'Shabbos. It was also the third day of the week. It was Tuesday. Is Kash the Rabbonin. Kud is the Kash to the Rabbonin. The Rabbonin said, when was Rosh Chodesh year that year? Rosh Chodesh was the second day of the week. So Kumasai Shabbos was on Vav Sivan. The Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So here the Brisa says that the third day of the week, which is Tuesday, was only the third day of the Chodesh. Is Mashma, when was Rosh Chodesh? Then on Sunday. So Kud Sarai to Rabbi Yossi. It's a Kash to the Rabbonin. Amri Loch Rabbonin, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. And this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi learned that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And we had before, everybody's maskim Torah was given on Shabbos. The question one, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, so Mele Shabbos was called Zion Sivan? Or was Rosh Chodesh on Monday, so Shabbos was called Vav Sivan? Right. So tomorrow, Shlishi, Lamai, how come the Brisa says the first word Shlishi? What was the Shlishi doing here? Look at the time, like it says in the Brisa. Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Yom El Hashem. That Moshe returned back, told Hashem what the Klai Yisrael said. His first Hashem told Moshe, tell the Klai Yisrael, I'm going to give you the Torah. So Klai Yisrael said, Nasev Nishma. Then Moshe told back to the Abishter what the Klai Yisrael said. He said back. So the Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe Divrei Yom El Hashem. Moshe returned the words of the Klai Yisrael to Hashem. Luxir, the next Pasuk says, Vayaged Moshe Divrei Yom El Hashem. That again, Moshe again told the Divrei Yom El Hashem. Is the kasha, if you look at the two psukim, there's nothing in between. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe anything in between that there should be like another tzorech that Moshe should ask after Klai Yisrael, are you going to do it? And they'll answer back, yes. There's no other tzivu in between. The one pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe returned what Klai Yisrael said, like Nasav Nishma told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the next pasuk says again, Vayagid Moshe. Like what happened in between? What did Hashem tell Moshe in between that Moshe had answered back to Hashem, yes, Klai Yisrael is doing it? So tomorrow, Ma Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? Or Ma Omale Hem Moshe LeYisrael. And what did Moshe tell Klai Yisrael? Or Ma Omale Yisrael LeMoshe. And what did the Klai Yisrael answer back to Moshe? Or Ma Heshe Moshe LeFnei HaGvura. That what did Moshe have to answer back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Like what did the Pasuk say again? Vayagid Moshe Zivriyam Al Hashem. That there it says, Zu Mitzvah HaGvolam. Divri Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that on the third day, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe about the mitzvah HaGbolom, that they stay away from Har Sinai, and Moshe went and told the Klai Yisrael, and they stood away from Har Sinai. They were makabel mitzvah HaGbolom on the third day. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the mitzvah Prisha was set on the fourth day. On the fourth day, Moshe told him, now you can't have tashmish with your wife anymore, until after Kabbalah HaTorah. But on the third day, though, there was a mitzvah HaGbolom, stamped to stay away from Har Sinai, and made a gvum around Har Sinai, not to come close to it. There was a mitzvah not to go and touch Har Sinai. Rashi zu mitzvah sakbolo, sha'afal pi sheksuva acha mitzvah prisha, even though in the Torah it says this mitzvah, that Klai Yisrael is supposed to stay away from Har Sinai and not even walk on it. It's said in the Torah after the mitzvah prisha, uveshlishi nemrule, instead the third day, vutzvich lashem shekivu aleim. So Moshe had to go and tell back Hashem that Klai Yisrael is mekabel upon himself this mitzvah. That was a mitzvah not to go near Har Sinai, and Klai Yisrael is mekabel, we're not going to go step on Har Sinai. Hebrew Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Rabbi Yoim, the Rabbi says a little different from Shadi's Tzukim. Now why does the Pasuk say, Vayoshev Moshe, Moshe answered, and Vayagid Moshe? This Betchila Pirish Einshoi. At the beginning, Moshe explains to them now the Einshoi Shatayra. I did like the man the Yomah that when Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros, Klai Yisrael is makabel upon himself Geiris. Like right now, when they became Yidden. So before you become a Yid, Alpha Geir, you have to makabel upon yourself all mitzvahs. You have to makabel, you're going to listen to the Torah. So Moshe was asking them now, are you going to be makabel the Torah? Just like you go to a Geir. So when you go explain to a Geir, you have to explain the Geir, you should know. There's a lot of Einshim involved. If you're makabel to be a Yid, if you can do Averis, you're going to get an Einish for it. So at the beginning, Moshe explained to them Betchila Pirish Einsha. He explained to them the Einshim of Torah. They'll see that's Pshan the Pasik. Vayoshev Moshe, that Moshe told Vayoshev Moshe, as Divriyo Mel Hashem. What does it mean, El Hashem? It means Pirish Dvorim Shem Shavavin Daite Shalodim. That things that take you away, Meshav Meloshin Meniya, it stops you. It stops your das from being Mekablet. Hazo, you think, yeah, it's great to be a Yid. But now that you're here, you get Einshim, you'll think twice. So that's why Moshe first told them things that stopped them from becoming a Yid. And then later, the next pasuk says, Pirish Man Schorah. Then Moshe explains to the Yid, but you should know there's a good part to be a Yid. There's Man Schorah if you do the mitzvahs. Tichsiv, Vayaged Moshe Dvorim. What does that mean? Shemoshchen Liba Shaladim Kagodim. There's only here a nice story, you like to hear it over and over again. Here also, by the Mekabel Schar of the Torah, that's something enjoyable. So you will be Mekabel to become a Yid. So that's Pshan these two psukim. Not that really Moshe told something back to Hashem, what Klai Yisrael said, because there's nothing in between that Moshe had to tell Hashem. It just means that how did Moshe tell the Klai Yisrael? That first he told them the Einshim, they got afraid, and then he told them the Schar, they'll be Mekabelit. Shrashi Einshah Shel Torah. Mishavavin kemoi vayelech shoyvev. That means shemaneyim milikabel. They held themselves back from being mekabel the Torah. Shemikablu yonshu hadvarim halolu. Because if you'll be mekabel the Torah, you're gonna get an einish. Is hadvarim halolu mishavavin atlibim min amokim. It takes your heart away from Hashem. V'apal piken kiblu aleim. And still, Klai Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. So that was the chiddush here. That even though Moshe said the einish, still they're mekabel it. And the next pshat is what that he told him. Schar ka'agodim. Some said Pshan Tzukim Pum Fakert. Betchila Pirishman Schorim. First Moshe told Klai Yisrael the Schar you get to be Mekabel the Torah. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe Devorim. What does that mean? Devorim Shemashivim Daiti Shalodim. Fakert is Miyashiv Das. It makes you think better. So first he told them, Schar, makes you feel good, you want to be a Yid. Olibsev Pirish Einsha. Then at the end he told them the Einish. The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, Vayagid Moshe Devorim. That Moshe told them words. What is Vayagin Eloshin Shekoshim Liyodim Kegidim? He told them the words that's hard like Gidim, like hard veins. That's Loshin Vayagin. Whereas he told them the Einshim you get. Trashi Kegidim means a Yerik Mar, a bitter vegetable. So that's the Pshan Vayagin. So there's no theory of what's the Vayeshev and Vayagin. Moshe was telling Kayasel two different parts, like to be Makabal Geris. You have to know there's Schar and there's Einsh. Toshima, Shishi. As the Bryce says, it says the word Shishi. What does Shishi mean? Shishi b'chodesh. It was the sixth day of the month. Shishi b'Shabbos. It was also Friday. It says, "Vayit derayit Rav Yosi." That when did Rosh Chodesh Iyar Sivan come out? On Sunday, on Yom Rishon. Therefore, the sixth day of the month, sixth day of Sivan, is on Friday. Is in Chura Kasha Rabban. The Kasha to the Rabban and the Rabban say Rosh Chodesh came out on Monday. So Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Sheni. The sixth day of the Chodesh is when is on Shabbos. So how does the Braisa say here, the sixth day of the Chodesh is on Friday? So that's not the Rabbanim. Tumanachmol Hanami Reb Yosi. And this Braisa also goes according to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, therefore the sixth day of Chodesh was on Friday. For the Gemara, Hai Shishi Lamai, why does the Braisa start of saying Shishi, then it says Shishi B'Chodesh. What's the first Lashon of Shishi? What's the first Shishi? Lamai, Rav Rama Lechani Yosin. It means when they rested, when they